Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Tzadi Beis Zivachim 92. In today's Daf Yomi, we first go back to Tzadi Aleph from a Beis 91 at B at the bottom, where Shmuel comes along and introduces a principle that somebody who wants to make a nidava of yayin, somebody wants to make a voluntary gift of wine to the altar, that he is allowed to do it, and the manner in which he does it is mevi umizalfo al gabei ha'ishim. He brings the wine and he sprinkles it on top of the fire. What is the reasoning why he does this? My taima di amar kra, because the verse states that with respect to sprinkling the wine, with respect to making a donation of wine, it says in Numbers chapter 15, verse 10, v'yayin takriv u'nesach chatzi ayayin ishei reach nichocha Hashem. The verse states that wine you shall bring as a libation, half of a hin of wine, it should be a fire offering to Hashem. Ishei reach nichocha. And the fact that the verse says ishei, we learn from here that wine can be brought as a fire offering. So the Gemara asked the question, how could Shmuel say that you should be bringing the wine as a fire offering when you sprinkle the wine up on the altar? The wine is a liquid. He's going to be extinguishing the fire. He's extinguishing part of the fire of the altar. And there's a prohibition in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 6. You're not allowed. We are not allowed to extinguish the fire on the altar. So the Gemara says, no, don't worry about it, because kiboy b'miktas lo shmei kiboy. Partial extinguishing. You're not going to put out the entire fire by sprinkling the wine, and partial extinguishing of the fire is not considered to be extinguishing of it. So in that context, the Gemara raises another question on Shmuel's position about whether or not you're supposed to be sprinkling the wine as an offering on the altar from a dispute in the Tosefta. The Tosefta comes along, and it says, Yayin, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to bring wine as a voluntary offering, he says that what you're supposed to do is lasafalim, that you break it as a libation on the altar. That wine is not supposed to be sprinkled on the fire, but it's poured into the bowls, exactly like shemen. Kedivrei Rabbi Tarfon la'ishim. Meaning to say that Rabbi Akiva allows you to bring the wine, says you should be doing it into bowls, not pouring it with your fingers on the fire, whereas Rabbi Tarfon says the same thing, but however, he says you could bring oil. He doesn't say that you sprinkle the oil, but he says the oil is brought upon the fire on the altar. And indeed, there's a second brisa that says that the wine is not done as a libation, but it is brought into bowls on the altar. There's another brisa which says, Yayin nesach l'sefalim, that wine is poured into bowls on the altar as a libation. And the Braisa says, maybe it's brought onto the fire itself. No, we don't do that, because it states in the verse, lo yichabeh, we're not allowed to extinguish the fire. So we see that with that there's a contradiction to Shmuel, because Shmuel says that you're supposed to sprinkle the wine on the fire, and here we have a Braisa that says explicitly, even though Shmuel has a Braisa to support himself, we have another Braisa which, and the Tosefta, which says explicitly that you're not allowed to sprinkle the wine. So the Gemara says, yeah, there's a dispute between two Tanoim. Well, Kasha, Hadu Rabbi Yehuda, Hadu Rabbi Shimon, that there's a dispute between the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Braisa that says that it's prohibited to bring the wine and sprinkle it, that needs to be poured into bowls, that holds like the position of Rabbi Yehuda, who says even where there's no intent to do this act, you're not intending to extinguish the flame, it's still going to be prohibited. Whereas the Braisa that says that it's prohibited and you have to pour it as onto a bowl as an offering, that must be following the position of Rabbi Shimon, who says that even when there is no intent, it's still going to be prohibited by the Torah. And so therefore, even though your intent is not to extinguish the fire, you're still not allowed to sprinkle it. It needs to be poured into a bowl as a libation. So Gemara says, you mean to say that Shmuel, who says do you mean to say that Shmuel is holding like Rabbi Shimon, meaning according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the prohibitions of the Torah apply even where there's no intent, he's going to be like the Braisa that says you need to pour it as a libation, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says you're supposed to be sprinkling it, because Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that there's no prohibition unless there is intent, and so therefore Shmuel is saying there's no prohibition here. It must be that Shmuel is establishing himself like the position of Rabbi Shimon. But how could you be saying that Shmuel is like the position of Rabbi Shimon? Because we have another source which states that Shmuel says that if there's a coal burning on a metal in the public domain on Shabbos, you're allowed to extinguish it, because the
actual biblical prohibition is only about extinguishing coals from wood on Shabbos. But from metal, there's no biblical prohibition. It's just that the rabbis made a prohibition against extinguishing a coal on metal. And so from the fact that Shmuel says that Gachalon Shalmatechas Bershus Arabim Mishvil Shalo Yaziku Bo Arabim, you're allowed to do it so that the community, the public doesn't get damaged. He says that's the only reason why it allows you to extinguish it. But generally speaking, Shmuel will be of the position that a coal is going to be something that is prohibited even on metal. And this is something which is going to be in contrast to the position of Shmuel. The reason why it's in contrast to the position of Shmuel, because Shmuel states that a few gachal shall eat nami, even if it's a piece of wood, there should be no prohibition unless your purpose was to make coals. And since your purpose was to put it out so that there's no fire, we see from here that Shmuel seems to be contradicting the position of Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon would allow you to do it even on a piece of wood that's burning in the public domain. So the Gemara answers yes. B'davar she'im miskavin savruach Rabbi Shimon, b'malacha she'in atzrichu Gufa several Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to intent, he holds like Rabbi Shimon that if there's no intent to do the action, it's not going to be prohibited. But when it comes to whether or not the action is needed for the material itself, like to make the coals, for example, there he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that it's going to be prohibited. That it's going to be prohibited even without that specific intent. The upshot of this teaching is that there's a beautiful concept here that you're allowed to sprinkle the wine on the altar even though there's going to be some slight extinguishing of the fire, meaning to say the power of adding holiness to the altar is not going to be mitigated by the fact that there's some negativity that's going to result from this. And this is a powerful spiritual concept to think about in general.